El siguiente podcast es una presentación exclusiva de Euphoria On Demand.
Sí, saludos. Saludos a todos aquí en Kayla.
Me vas a quitar la chamba, Gaby.
No. Que me den ahí un chamba contigo.
I know, el dúo dinámico, Wisin y Yandel.
Aquí está.
Y así es como arrancamos con tu podcast, Así Está el Mundo. Yo soy una locutora de Los Ángeles que se pone a examinar lo que pasa en el mundo mundial con un toque divertido, diferente y muy personal, the only way that we know how, the Spanglish way. Yeah. I'm your girl, Dana G. Y aquí tenemos a una invitada súper, súper especial que tuve el placer de conocer not so long ago, yet I get to see you more than my family. True story.
Oh, they're gonna hate me.
Ella es Gabby.
Encore. What's up, guys? Hola, hola. Mucho gusto.
Gabby, I want you to tell people that are currently listening to the podcast, what are you into and why is it that I see you more than my family?
Girl, because we work in the same industry.
Boom,
that's
boom.
Why. We work with Univision. Yeah, man, I'm an influencer. I'm a social media influencer, and I am currently with UCN, which is Univision. We have had the privilege of hanging out together and working together. What was it, in January when I first, I think, finally met you? Because I knew who you were. Who doesn't know who Dana G is, right?
Oh, you're so cute.
I knew who you were, but finally got to meet you there, and I think we just, like, clicked immediately.
You have such a good vibe.
Thank you. You too.
For a lot of people that are wondering, like, how does this influencer thing go about? I know that I have my little nephew, and I got to show you the video where he's so cute already making his YouTube videos that are not uploaded yet. Mi hermana solamente los guarda in the cloud because obviously he's still very young. Mm-hmm. But how'd you get started in this whole industry? And a lot of people have this assumption that being an influencer is super easy.
Oh, God, no. No. Let's start off with no, it's not easy. I started the influencing world, I want to say, like, a good 5 years ago. So I started doing, like, YouTube videos like 10 years ago, but it wasn't really my channel. I was collaborating with a lot of other social media influencers, which at the time, YouTube was nothing in, like, 2009, 2010, you know, it's just this platform that people had to make videos. And I started, like, coming out in these videos, and little by little, it started growing for them. And they started asking, like, their fans started asking, why don't you do videos, since I was already in acting and in the industry already. That's kind of just, like, where I had my leeway into social media.
Helping other people grow their channels. Yes. And they were like, well, we kind of like you and your personality. Yes. Why don't you do something?
Yeah, and I was kind of like, I don't know. This isn't my world. I don't know how this works. I'm just, like, an actress. That's what I do. I don't create my content. I have people, like, create it for me, and then I go off and act, right? Uh-huh. But I decided to give it a go, and I started with, like, cooking tutorials, which at the time no one was doing cooking tutorials, and I've kind of always been that person that didn't want to do what everybody else was doing. Like, let me try to find something different. And that was what was different back then. Cooking tutorials weren't a big thing. And people loved it. My channel started growing with these tutorials. I started doing, like, comedic skits, since acting has always been my thing. And little by little, my channel has grown into, like, this lifestyle channel. I have, like, cooking tutorials, have travel vlogs. I have my dancing videos that I feel like a lot of people know me from that right now, because I do these dance tutorials with Tiburcio, which you guys should definitely check it out on, like, Facebook and Instagram and what's the other one? Is say YouTube. Yeah, the big one.
That one.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But yeah, I feel like a lot of people have seen me a lot more with those videos right now. Those have just blown up. I kid you not, we can post one video and it'll hit, like, 1 million views in within a week or less. It's crazy how much people like those videos.
Pero no es cualquier baile. Like, this girl dances. Es mexicana, pero se mueve como colombiana, dominicana, hondureña. Like, those hips, they don't lie.
Those hips don't lie. No, hombre, no eres la primera, porque siempre me dicen, ¿eres colombiana? No, soy mexicana. Y todo el mundo como que, ¿qué? ¿Cómo que mexicana? Sí. As if Mexicans don't know how to dance. And I'm like,
we know how to dance. We move a little something. Oh, pero para nosotros en México tal vez es más común tener un poquito más de the cumbia style and not a salsa style. Mm-hmm. So tú eres como más salsera, ¿no?
Soy salsera, bachatera. Like, I just love it. I don't know. Like, maybe in my past life, era, no sé, colombiana o dominicana. I don't know, because I love bachata y salsa. Like, that is my go-to music that I listen to. And, like, you play banda y me dice mi familia, ¡ay, sabes esta canción! And I'm like, no, no me la sé. ¿Quién la está cantando? Pero me fascina la banda y todo, el norteño y todo eso, you know?
We need to change that, girl.
Well,
tal vez la cigüeña te botó en un lugar equivocado. You were supposed to
dance. Soy adoptada. ¿Sí? No me han dicho mis padres. Soy adoptada.
It's okay. That's one of the things que siempre nos dicen, ¿verdad? Y es lo que le decía a mi hermana. Tú eres adoptada. Sí. Tú no eres la verdad.
Sí, porque soy media rarita en la familia.
It's okay. Oye, ¿tu carrera ha cambiado en el sentido de que now that you're an influencer, crees que vas a dejar un poquito la actuación o todavía estás enfocada en eso?
Todavía estoy enfocada en los dos, pero no lo he dejado. O sea, tengo momentos que sí pienso, like, fudge, me está yendo muy bien aquí con el influencing y trabajo, me ha dado unas oportunidades tremendas que nunca me imaginaba que iba a agarrar. Pero la pasión y el amor que tengo para actuación sigue ahí fluyendo, and I can't let it go. Like, I just haven't found the right time, or if it ever will happen, I don't know. But, like, I am still very passionate with my acting career, and I'm still pursuing it, and I'm still going for it. Which is hard managing both, because although you think they're, like, in the same world, they're very different. They're super, super different, you know? And I've had moments where I come into an audition room for acting, whether it's commercial, TV, film, and maybe I book it, maybe I don't, but they see me a little differently, seeing me as this influencer, because sadly, sometimes influencers give us a bad name when it comes to working with bigger productions and whatnot, you know, because it's not the same type of world, it's not the same work ethic that you would find at a Warner Bros. Studios compared to, like, hey, I'm going to shoot with my friend outside of their house, you know?
So, ¿qué te dicen tus papás? I mean, coming from a Latin family, I'm assuming that your parents are probably like, what is this influencer thing? And is that a job?
Yes, girl. It was the hardest thing to, like, first of all, I feel like my family, my dad's side of the family, they have that, like, entertainment gene in them. They're all singers. I kid you not, I probably, if my grandma would have let my tía and tíos, like, pursue a singing career, I would have had a different life. Pero mi abuelita no los dejó.
Oh, wow.
So, yo salí, yo creo que no soy la única. Creo que hay otros primos y primas, pero no se animan. Pero yo sí me animé y I went for it, y mi papá y mi mamá siempre estaban como que, ay, es que la vida de un artista es difícil, que pura droga y se suicidan y todo eso, ¿verdad? So they were always nervous and scared for me, but yo, you know, I would just be like, you know, you raised me, you should be confident with the child and the person that you raised. Like, I'm not going to fall into that. I'm very level-headed. I know what I'm doing, and I know what I should and should not get myself into, you know? But it was a struggle, especially coming from, like, a Latino household, you know? They come from such a difficult background coming to the States to pursue this American dream, and they just want the best for us. And seeing that I was pursuing such a difficult, possibly toxic career choice, it was like, no, be a doctor, be a lawyer, be something where you're gonna have stability. And for a moment, you know, I tried to please my parents. I went to school. I was doing what they wanted me to do just so I can make them happy.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't making me happy. And I had to make this tough decision. Like, wow, like, what am I going to do? Like, I am not happy. And I don't want to live this life that I'm waking up, going to my 9 to 5 or whatever it may be, whatever hours of the day it may be. But, like, I'm constantly unhappy with it, you know? And I had to just tell them, like, I'm going to do this. And I'm going to give you, like an ultimatum, like, okay, if I give myself a year and within a year nothing happens, then okay, I will go back to do what you guys want me to do, and I'll find something that I can at least feel content with, you know? But dang, God is so good. Le eché las ganas. En un año vine saliendo en Disney Channel. Estuve con audiciones aquí, left and right. Y de repente comencé de esto con el YouTube. Y de YouTube comenzó a crecer la carrera de influencer y al igual mi carrera de actuación. You know, I was doing short films, indie films, feature films, whatever it was. Y poco a poco mi familia ha entendido, ha visto que, wow, esta sí tiene potencial, es algo que le fascina, buenísima en lo que hace. You know, and not only do they see it, but like people that I've worked with tell them and they're like, hey, this girl has talent, you gotta let her do her.
Y no solamente eso, hay, y una de las cosas que siempre te he dicho es de que eres una de las personas más movidas que he visto en mi vida. Eres una persona, siempre digo, veo a la Gaby está en la sopa, but that's a good thing, especialmente in this type of industry. What you want to do is meet people, and how do you meet people? Being in the right places at the right time. Yes. So entonces I always see you, you know, not waiting for the opportunity to come and fall in your lap, but you're out there chasing it, and eso se admira porque you don't see that a lot in this generation. So if you had the opportunity to give somebody that wants to start their channel or become an influencer or whatever the case may be, just maybe for fun, what would be the biggest advice that you can give that person?
Don't be scared to jump out of that comfort zone. Like, you may think that's not going to work for me because it's worked for so many people, but it's not going to work for me. You don't know that. You have to just do you. You can't overthink things. Like, you literally just have to go for it. The minute you start overthinking it, you're not going to do anything. You're just going to be stuck in that same little circle going around and around. So honestly, just go for it. Like, and like you were saying, you know, you have to sometimes do things, whether for free or just go and like meet people. Like, people think things are just going to be handed to them because they have talent. No, you have to put in that work. You have to go and be social, meet people, because that's honestly where a lot of my success this year thus far has come from. It's me going out to events, whether I'm getting paid or not. Like, I'm going to them because I know there could be someone that sees something in me that I meet, and it can spark this new relationship. And I mean, in any industry, whether it's this, the entertainment industry, it's always about networking. Mm-hmm. It's always having an honest relationship. You don't want to use people because they will see right through that. Mm-hmm. You know, like building honest relationships, and whether you end up working with them right now, in the near future, in like the far future, trust me, people will remember whatever mark you left them that first time that you met them. So it's leaving a really honest mark, I think, also, whenever you're out there networking.
There you go. Influencer 101 with, oh, Gabby.
Gabby. Zero.
Vamos a arrancar un poquito con esto, que es Así Está el Mundo, y te vamos a dar la plataforma para que puedas desahogar tus penas, como decimos en español, sacar el fuá. Así que, ¿qué te parece si arrancamos con la balconeada? Is there anything that has just been eating your soul that you just want to release?
Why do men not know what they want?
Oh, girl, that can be a show on its own.
I know, right? No, hombre. No, let's, okay, I don't know. What should we start off with?
No,
what,
if that's true. Si esa es una balconeada para todos los hombres del mundo mundial, figure out your life before you come at a girl and, you know, spark our fancy.
Yes, please. And I mean, have you heard of that book, Steve Harvey, I think it is. Mm-hmm. He's the author of that, and it became a movie, right? And it's exactly what women should hear and read. And there was something that my friend read it, and there was something where she said, a man never feels like a fulfilled man until they've reached their like marks in their lives. And it's really like feeling a fulfillment with career, feeling stability with whether family or just themselves, like owning something that's ownership to them, whether it's buying a house, a car, whatever, right? So I feel like I haven't met that man, or I have, but now there's something else in the middle that's stopping that relationship.
Fíjate que en el episodio pasado dijimos cuáles eran las banderitas rojas, what we call in English the red flags, when you first start dating a person, right? A person would tell you with their physical mannerism or in their words exactly where they are in their life. It's up to us to really, really determine whether we want to continue or pursue something with that person or not. Mm-hmm. Porque si esa persona desde el principio te está dando those little red flags, but we pretend that we didn't see them because they can change in the future.
Mm-hmm. The potential.
Then whose fault, right? Then whose fault is it,
yeah,
right? Because we're chasing a potential, mm-hmm, and not something secure.
Oh, girl,
there are certain people that do have a potential and you want to see where it goes, but then you might just end up placing yourself in the wrong path.
Yes, and that literally just happened to me almost a year ago. I saw mad potential in this guy, and he may have been the sweetest, and like he had, let's see, how would I say this, where if he's hearing this, he won't know that it's him. No, like this guy was great, you know, he had so much going for him, and I don't think he saw that in himself. But he was good to his family. He was good to himself. But when it came to a woman, I think he was just so scared and still, like, distraught with his past relationship that it didn't, like, let him reach a fulfillment with me or probably ever with another female, because he's just, like, hasn't let go of the trauma that he's already experienced, you know? So that's one thing, too. I think just women in general, women and men, like, you cannot move on to someone else unless you have, like, fully healed from whatever it is that you went through in the past, because so many people just jump from another one to another one to another one, and it's like, that's not going to help you at all. If anything, you're just creating this darker, like,
hole
that you're creating. So yeah, like, I feel like you need to know what you want from the beginning, and you need to be very vocal. That goes to both sides. People aren't vocal, they're not honest, whether it's the honest harsh truth. Like, you just need to be vocal. I'd rather have you be harshly honest with me than me figuring out later on, like, oh, okay, yeah, let's stop looking for potential. Like, we need to know what we want, and we need to be sturdy with getting what we want.
Boom, ahí está tremenda balconía del día de hoy. We started strong today. Oh, girl.
You guys, put on your seatbelt if you're listening to this while you're driving, because we are on a roll right now.
Venimos como sueltas y sin vacunar. It's going down.
Man, está caliente acá adentro, ¿eh?
Mujer, yo tengo una balconeada. Fíjate que el otro día fui al supermercado. Every Friday or so hago mi supermercado. Y estaba yo súper casual con mi carrito, agarrando mis frutas, mis verduras y todo lo que necesitaba. Y de repente yo veo a una muchacha que se estaba limpiando los oídos en pleno supermercado con palito y todo. No. Se lo metía. She was drilling a hole in there.
No.
Se lo sacaba, lo miraba.
No.
Y se lo volvía a meter enfrente de todos. Y de la razón por qué me quedé ahí parada es because I was ready to check out. Like, there was only one line available. And I can see her right in front of me. Just pulling out that little Q-tip full of nonsense, because it was not coming out white, girl.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. I am a very visual person. Oh, no.
Jesucristo.
¿A quién se la... por estrella?
¿Por qué? ¿A quién se le ocurre hacer eso?
You know what? That's what I'm saying. Por eso es muy importante personal care. You're supposed to do it. There's certain things que se tienen que hacer en la privacidad de tu hogar, privacidad de un baño. You know, you're not going to pop a squat in the middle of a store, because that's like certain things that you do in private. The same thing. Yo he mirado a gente that literally take a floss y se están fregando los dientes ahí enfrente de toda la gente. Look, no. After you eat, if you grab un palito discretamente y te limpias, o si no, levántate, excúsate y di, con permiso. Agarra tu palito, tu floss, y te vas al baño y lo haces privado. Mm-hmm. I think it's very gross when you do it on the table, especially if your shit is not tight and your teeth start bleeding. Like, that's just it.
Okay, you need to go to the dentist, honey boo. That's what you need to do.
I've seen that.
No,
it is like,
hey, where are you hanging out? You need to get a new grocery market, first of all, and you need to have new friends, because clearly they are a little dirty.
Hay gente que de plano, seriously, no tienen common sense. I think that's specifically falls into just have common sense.
Etiquette.
Yes.
Like, did you not have a mom and dad that taught you etiquette when you were growing up? No, if my parents ever saw me do that, pass in the face. ¿Qué te pasa?
I don't know if they will smack my face, but no. ya tengo 36 años, ¿verdad? Pero sí, my mom has taught me better.
No, no puedo creer. No, yo nunca he visto algo así. Have I ever experienced something that nasty? I mean, with me, it's just odor. Like, I've been around people that literally smell like they haven't showered in days or put deodorant. And I'm kind of like, what is going on? You are like a 20-some-year-old, 30-year-old person. Like, why haven't you showered? But I don't know. I know some people religiously, they're not like supposed to put on deodorant. But I just find it so weird. Like, why wouldn't that be?
Like, I understand if it's a religion matter. It's just don't be close to me, please. Because And it's just, you know what? If you're in a ventilated area, it kind of helps out a little. The problem is cuando estás in a secluded area or a closed indoor situation, y está esa persona ahí and you just can't take it anymore.
Like, if you can use deodorant, usa un limón, porque me han dicho que el limón ayuda bien mucho para el olor.
Y también te ayuda a aclarar los sobacos. Así que winning all the way through.
There you go. Beauty tip of the day.
There you go. ¿Qué te parece si te enseño el video del día de hoy, que va a ser el video de Yanni Lamuelas, which I thought it was really cute?
¿Qué es lo que te gusta hacer en las vacaciones?
Jugar castillos de arena.
Oh, muy bien. ¿Ya fuiste a la playa?
No.
¿Entonces cómo haces castillos de arena?
Nomás en mis sueños.
Playa.
¡Ay, no!
¿Pero cómo lo dijo? Se bajó los ojitos y dijo, a mí en mis sueños.
Sueños, bebé hermoso. ¿Sabes qué? Desafortunadamente hay muchos niños que nunca han tenido la oportunidad de experimentar cosas nuevas. You know, this specific story reminded me of when I was small. Yo, en México, la playa está... Si vas a Acapulco, si vas a Tulum, está fuera de la ciudad, no está al alcance como aquí en California, ¿no? Entonces, yo viví un tiempo con mi papá y me acuerdo que en ese entonces mi papá estaba construyendo un segundo piso en su casa. Y ya ves de que las personas de construcción dejan todas las bolsas de cemento, dejan todas las cosas. Un fin de semana que las personas, los maestros, les decían los maestros, no llegaron a trabajar, dejaron todas las bolsas de cemento y a mi hermana y a mí se nos ocurre que vamos a jugar a la playa, agarramos las bolsas de cemento. I mean, this was dangerous. Don't try this at home. Abrimos las bolsas de cemento, las tiramos en el suelo, and we pretended it was sand. We would get like towels and we would like be laying on top of the cemento.
¿Y tu papá?
Yeah, he found out on Monday. And then, let's just say que esa chancla se rompió la mitad.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, things went down. But you know what? It is part of like when you're so young y tienes esa inocencia y quieres jugar a la playa, la curiosidad. So just looking at this video, it reminded me of that specific, you know, okay? No hay muchas personas que tienen la oportunidad de tener todo al alcance. We are the lucky ones here in California porque tenemos... todo al alcance de nuestras manos. Tenemos la playa. Si queremos the snow, we have the snow. If we want the desert, we have the desert. Yes. If we want Palm Springs, we got Palm Springs. Yes. Si queremos ir a jugar, we got Las Vegas. We got everything so close, yet we never take advantage of it.
I know. There are sometimes, like, when people ask me, if they're, like, tourists, oh, where can I go to this place? And I'm like, that place exists in LA. I didn't even know that. I'll go with you. Let me tag along. But no, it's true. We sometimes don't even know our own backyard. I have put myself in this place where I follow on Instagram certain like Los Angeles bucket list things to do to see something new and try it out, you know? Porque, oh my God, hay demasiadas cosas que hacer aquí en Los Angeles y no se aprovecha.
Have you ever done the hike at the Hollywood sign?
Oh, claro, no, hombre. Ese hike, te lo puedo decir, where are the shortcuts? That's how many times I've done it.
Please tell me, because once, I've never done it. I've lived here all my life and I've never done it. Once I tried to go y me di una santa perdida. Nunca encontré el camino para el bendito Hollywood sign. Nada más andaba dando vueltas. Griffin Park, girl, it's huge.
No, it's massive. I kid you not. The first time I went with my family, it was like 105 degrees that day. It was like a massive heat wave that hit LA. My little cousin came from New Mexico. Nunca lo ha visto. We're like, okay, vámonos, porque mi papá le encanta llevar a la familia que viene de other places. Y lo llevamos a Griffith Observatory, y ahí se puede ver el Hollywood sign. Pero mis padres, ellos nunca lo han hecho tampoco. So I was like, okay, well, I did a night hike there once. Like, it's totally cool. I recommend you have big, massive flashlights because there are mountain lions out there, so you just have to be careful. But that night hike never got us to the Hollywood sign. It just got us to this little narrow pathway. I started freaking out. I cried hysterically, like, no, we gotta go back.
If there's anybody that we're gonna eat in case we start starving, it's gonna be the little one.
I just remember, like, okay, I did the night hike. I should know how to get there, right? Even though we never reached the Hollywood sign. Mm-hmm. So when I took my family, that day was ridiculously hot. We started walking. We went to the route that people were guiding us to, but we probably should have asked a ranger.
Mm-hmm.
We did the entire Santa Monica Mountain that day. It a hike that takes you like an hour and a half, mm-hmm. 2 hours maybe, was like a 5 to 6 hour hike that we did. We went all around the mountain. We were literally lost just like you. There was nobody in our trail that we were at. It was just my 8 of us, you know? And we get to this spot finally where all of these tourists are just completely lost as well. Y si no eran por estas dos señoras que they look like professional hikers that hiked this place forever. If they weren't there, we all would have been lost entirely the entire day because they're the ones that guided us to the Hollywood sign. So ahora nos vamos, arrancamos después de esto y te enseño, because it's super easy
okay.
to get there.
Okay, just to try something new, porque te digo, it's so sad that there's so many little kids that the only thing that they have is to dream about doing things. And yet we have the opportunity to do it y siempre estamos con que, oh, es que ahorita no tengo tiempo. Mañana lo voy a hacer y mañana pasa y no lo hacemos, pasado mañana tampoco. We're always busy and we never live life to the fullest and take advantage of the opportunities of the things we have al alcance de nuestras manos. So
try something new every day.
Da-na-na-na-na-na. You ready for the cachondez?
A ver, a ver.
Bueno, que digamos así súper cachondo el día de hoy, el tema pues no, ¿verdad? Pero yo creo que es muy importante saber exactamente cuáles son algunas de las razones que de acuerdo con nuestro zodiaco hacen que no tengamos novio. Are you single?
I am single.
Bilingual and ready to mingle.
I'm not ready to mingle. I'm liking my singleness.
Okay. Then we're going to do reasons she's still single according to her zodiac.
Ay, pues fíjate que yo no entiendo esto. I don't ever pay attention to the zodiac signs.
You don't believe in zodiac signs?
To a certain extent. If I agree to it, that's the only time I believe it. If I don't agree to it, I don't believe it.
Ooh, no.
No, I don't know. To a certain extent, I just feel like some people take it to the moon. Like, I'm like, oh my God, your whole life doesn't revolve on someone's zodiac sign.
No, I do believe, though, de que hay personas que comparten el mismo signo que tienen muchas similitudes, you know, in personality or traits, you know. So I do believe that there's people that share a zodiac that have certain things. I've met other Libras that are like, there's no way that person's a Libra. She's too unstable. But it really depends on many factors, right? Mm-hmm. So, but I do believe that there's a little bit of similitudes in certain things.
Okay, I'm excited to read what mine says.
A ver, las mujeres Aries, she's overly independent. Being an independent woman is a quality that should be cherished. It is said that a lot of women, to be able to stand on her own 2 feet without the help of anyone else, is cool. However, when it comes to being in a relationship, a spouse needs to feel needed just as much as they feel wanted. Y ese es el problema de las mujeres Aries, que they're like, yo puedo todo, viva la mujer, no me abras la puerta, I can do it.
Y luego se enojan que no le abran la puerta. Pues, ¿quién entiende?
Hay que dejar que los hombres sean hombres once in a while y dejarlos tomar un poquito de control. No, para que se sientan queridos, wanted, needed. I think exactly. That's important. No, a ver, para las mujeres Tauros, they are too clingy. Maybe that's one of the reasons that she's single. If you're a woman, get a Tauro. Dice, for the patient and devoted Taurus women, new relationships are her weak spot. Taurus women are naturally patient and loving, which seems like essential qualities when jumping into a relationship. The problem is that the Taurus woman is also quite possessive, which leads to them being way too clingy.
Everyone needs their space.
Yes.
So make sure you're not being too, like,
on top of your partner all the time.
Just give each other space. If he's like, hey, today I'm just going to go hang out with my friends. Don't blow up and be like, why aren't you hanging out with me? Let him be with his bros, and you should take that time to go hang out with your girls as well. Gemini. Oh, my gosh. My best friend is a Gemini, and she is totally into this stuff, so she'd be losing her mind right now. Is totally inconsistent. Okay, I believe that one.
See?
I believe that one because that girl never knows what she wants. Oh, my goodness.
I saw.
Let's see. Gemini is totally inconsistent. When the Gemini gets into a potential relationship or dating situation, her wannabe lover will start to get frustrated with the inconsistent attitude. Amen to that. On Monday morning, the Gemini woman can be friendly and bubbly and all over her potential boo. But by Monday night, she will suddenly be cold and irritated by everything. Okay, this is hella true.
You know why, right?
Why?
A Gemini is the twins. So you never know which twin you're getting.
Pues que se aplaquen. Because, oh my goodness, every time she tells me about her love life, I kid you not, I'm like, you're confusing me and I'm just stressed hearing about your love life. Like, you got to get it together, girl, whether you want it or you don't.
Exactly. Cancer.
has a negative attitude. Dice, being emotional can be a positive aspect of being in a relationship. That's important, right? Having an emotional connection to your spouse can be the difference between a lasting relationship or a quick fling. The issue, however, is that the loving emotion that draws potential spouses in this is the same exact thing that pushes them away. O sea, it's pretty much saying like, emotions are good, but don't overdo it. Son otras palabras, está diciendo de que un cáncer puede ser esa clase de persona que tiene demasiada emoción y se lo enseña a su pareja. So it's like too much emotion right off the bat. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think when they say that is a negative attitude, it's more like cuando te quiero, pero te quiero tanto that you're...
It could be overwhelming.
Exactly.
Understandable.
Okay. What about a Leo? It's incredibly stubborn and incredibly arrogant. And that could be the reason that he's single or she's single.
That could be, that's a man too right there. Sure. I dated a Leo.
Do you feel like it could be?
They are stubborn, arrogant, and very into themselves. Sorry, that's just my experience. I don't want to bash on every Leo, but that is my experience with the Leo that I have dated.
Dice, de que un Leo can be quite stubborn and unwilling to compromise on anything that she or he does. O sea, no halfways. It's my way or the motherfucking highway.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, we can cuss here?
Yes.
Oh, girl, I've been trying to hold my little sailor mouth. Okay, we're on a whole other level, people. Let's get this shit on the road.
Yes, we can cuss here. He was like, ay, yo portándome como niña buena.
I'm like, fudge, fuck. That's right.
Fudge. A ver, Virgos, they are too conservative, which is kind of weird. I dated a Virgo, and he wasn't conservative in bed. No, I'm just kidding.
Ooh, girl, tell me more.
No, yeah. Most people want a partner that is at least willing to try it out new things every now and then. The Virgo woman, it is not that person. The earth sign does not like to live with anything that is unknown.
I know. I cannot date someone like that. I love trying new things.
Ahí está. Maybe for them it's a little bit scary. No saben exactamente how is it going to turn out.
True.
Maybe they need just a plan. It's not like, hey, let's pick up and go. They're like, okay, wait.
Let's sort of plan out.
Yeah, let's plan it out. Para que no salga nada mal. Because then I'm going to get frustrated.
But you're playing too much of the safety net. Like, you got to just go. Vivir la vida.
It should be. Pero sometimes I'm like that a little bit.
Yeah, me vale madre. Yo me voy.
I'm like, so that means you wouldn't date me because no. Libras can make a choice. Oh, I'm a Libra. This is so true.
Okay, we're going to get into detail with this one.
For the Libra woman, making choice of any kind is an issue that will haunt her through her dating life. Most people want a spouse to be sure about the big things in their life together. Decisions like whether or not to have kids, careers, and if they want to get married. That type of choices. However, for the Libra woman, she will oftentimes jump around on choices to another. That's very true, though. You know what? I don't think it's... Sometimes that helps me. Being not sure about things and thinking 10 times about the same problem will allow me to make an accurate decision for myself, right? And many things. Like, am I sure that this is what I want to do? I don't like to just jump into a decision without really taking in consideration many things. Mm-hmm. Do I jump around between after making a decision? Yes, because things change and evolved. So, of course, the core of my decision is going to change in the process. That's the way I see it. I understand why some people would feel like I'm not, you know, being serious about certain things. Pero
you're just very cautious.
You know, I was setting up a meeting with somebody, and I was translating this into Spanish, just so I can understand it better, because I feel like I understand better in Spanish. Y le estaba diciendo exactly about this. And this guy is like, okay, so a qué horas nos vamos a ver? Y le dije, entre las 6 o las 7. Y ahí salió mi indecisión.
Sí.
And I'm like, oh my God, this is so funny. I was just reading about this and it's saying that I can make up my choice. And then I'm giving you a 6 o 7. He's like, I don't see it as a problem. You're kind of just giving me, you know, a leeway. Uh-huh. Between 6 and 7, okay, now if I can make 6, I can do 6:30, and it works out for both. And I'm like, thank you. Thank you. You understand me.
I guess it could be. It could be. I feel like anything could be good or bad. You know, it just depends on the extensive of what you're being indecisive with. Mm-hmm. Like with your career and with your work right now, are you very indecisive with things that you decide to
not
talk
at all.
About? Okay, so you just know up front, like, what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess it just depends on the topic that you're going to be choosing from.
That's very true.
Yeah.
I feel like at work, I know exactly what I want, how I want it, yet in my personal life, it's a little bit more different. Let's just go back for a minute and just remind everybody that all these traits, it doesn't mean that they're bad, right? It can be... It can be a good thing to sometimes have
an understanding.
Mm-hmm.
So when you do end up going into a relationship, you understand yourself a lot better and then they can understand you as well. So maybe instead of creating conflict, there's like resolutions to whatever's right. going on. You
know? If you're a person, como dicen, if a Leo, it's a little bit stubborn and they like it their way or the highway, and maybe they choose a partner that's a little bit more free-spirited, that doesn't mind it. Yeah, whatever, I'm done with anything. Then it just kind of balances out, mm-hmm. right? A ver, Scorpio.
Esa soy yo.
You're a Scorpio?
Yes.
According to this, you're overly jealous.
I know.
Eso and that you don't trust anybody.
That's not true.
No, you're a very trustworthy person.
I think I'm a very trustworthy person. And jealous, I feel like everyone is jealous to a certain extent.
It's like provoke me and then we're going to have a problem.
Exactly, because I've never had that problem besides one person I dated. Mm-hmm. That person pushed me to my limits and I was like, where is all of this jealousy coming from? But I mean, if you're flirting with other women in front of me or behind my back, but I catch it, how am I not going to get jealous?
That's true. Any woman would.
Mm-hmm.
Sagittarius is constantly breaking promises. According to this, this is one of the reasons that they might be single. They say, as human beings, we like promises to be kept. I like that. Si alguien, if I feel like somebody broke a promise, it's like, yeah, red flag all over the place. Bye.
Same.
So you and Sagittarius probably wouldn't match.
Yeah, you can't break promises. Especially if you say it's a promise. Like, no.
No.
And you pinky stamped it and thumbed it.
Capricorns think they know it all. People that are knowledgeable have a lot of interests that are exciting to share. However, when a person is a know-it-all and they leave a little room, no room to conversation, growth, and exchange of ideas, and that might be a problem.
Ay, sí, esa gente cae gorda. Perdóname, pero sí, es when they talk, and then you give them your opinion, and they're like, no. Es así no va, ya te expliqué, y así es como va. Yeah.
Aquarius is emotionally unavailable. I've dated Aquarius, and that's true.
Oh, my gosh. I've dated Aquarius men. Why do I always date men that in the zodiac signs, like it says that I'm not compatible, but I always attract those men?
Nos gusta lo que no podemos tener. Dice aquí, Aquarius is emotionally unavailable. Being single does not automatically mean that a person is emotionally available in the last bit. It takes more than some good looks and a bright personality to get this woman to break down the fortress of emotional protection that is built up. For many people that are interested in her, it will feel like a war without a cause.
Okay, that one I believe strongly because I've dated men that are Aquarius and sometimes you guys need to break down that wall already.
A los acuarianos no les gusta estar atados. A los acuarianos no les gusta estar atados. They like to be free. You know, it's kind of like, why be married or why be together if we could just, if we have this thing that's pretty good as is. That's a type of attitude.
Ay, no lo soporto. Well, I've dated two Aquarius men.
¿No aprendiste con el primero?
¿Verdad? No, y cállate. Los dos están, son de la, del mismo, no el mismo año, pero el mismo mes y día.
Uh-huh.
Salieron igualitos. No salieron igualitos, pero uno le encantaba estar en la relación, but there's similarities.
Si te fijas con las personas que has salido o conoces que son de cierto signo, dices, igualitos, igualitos. So then, something is true.
Something
about
is true.
This.
So,
then something might
Scorpio
be true.
Scorpio one, I'm going to be biased. It was not true.
Because it's you. Sometimes we don't want to accept our bad traits. I have come to the conclusion that I know I'm undecisive. I know that for a fact.
I know that I'm an emotional person. That is what I am. I am an emotional wreck. Like, I feel things more than I should, and that can cause problems.
Mm-hmm.
But being, which jealousy, I feel like, has never been a problem, though, because...
Only once when you were, it was provoked.
But it was provoked. And I kid you not, you can ask anyone around me that were friends, family, or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, they're like, oh, no, that's just, you don't do that to someone that you supposedly love and care about, you mm-hmm. know? So, no, I'm that person that's like, go hang out with your buddies. Hang out all night if you want. I don't care. Like, I'm going to hang out, too.
Yo creo que eso es lo que estaba diciendo el signo. No necesariamente that you're jealous for no reason, but if, si tú ves moros con tranchetes, this or you see something that's odd, your level of jealousy will go haywire. Like mm-hmm. I'm the type of person that when I get jealous, I get numb. Mm. I just no digo nada. no digo nada y prefiero encerrarme en el, okay, bye. Oh. Y hay personas que les gusta confrontar. Oh, para ellos el confrontar, dime quién es y enséñame
y así,
la voy a madrear
shit
is going down.
No, I do. I blow up. Like, I have a temper. I may seem like this bubbly person, but if you push that limit, oh, you are getting a little demoned because my temper is out of this world.
Let's read Scorpio again. No, just kidding.
No, yeah, I just like scared all the men that were interested now.
Again, we're just going, I think it's very important to understand what are those potential, I don't want to say negative traits because they're not negative traits, but just very unique traits of your personality. So you can know and address them. So let's say that they come about, mm-hmm. you know how to control them and other people know how to understand them.
Mm-hmm. Speak it.
Pisces is not down to earth. While they are loving and giving people to a point that it could be even to start, blah, blah, blah. ¿Qué dije? Mejor léelo tú.
A ver, Pisces is not down to earth. While they are loving and giving people to a point that it could even start to hurt themselves, their partners won't like how unattached to reality they seem. Relationships still require people to navigate day-to-day life together, and the Pisces women will push away the things she doesn't like as if they aren't there instead of addressing them. Oh, that's a big dilemma in any sign mm-hmm. with any person. You have to address the problem.
Sí, pero como ellos son peces, right? Here I go.
Con los animales.
Es el pez. ¿Qué hacen? They just swim.
Swim away.
Keep on swimming. It's true.
Like little Dory. What's her name?
Yeah, so you got to swim back to the problem, Missy. Yeah. Y address the problem, porque si no, imagínate.
Sí.
Ahí se queda, and then...
Crea más problemas.
Más tensiones. Mm-hmm. Mm. Where's my information? Ah, right here. And there you go. Those are the reasons why she's still single, according to her sign.
And this can go both ways. I feel like it can go for the men as well.
Yeah. Mujeres y hombres.
Sí.
Yeah, like we said, it's not a bad trait. It's just something that maybe what we should be aware of.
Work on them. Y no le hagan que todo el mundo se sienta mal por ellos.
¿Sí? Mm-hmm. Exactamente. A ver, vámonos con el segmento Did You Miss It? Con tantas noticias, algunas pasan desapercibidas. Tus amigos de Asista al Mundo keep you up to date to what's going on in the world. Are you ready?
Ay, a ver, ¿qué? Cuéntame el chisme.
A ver, this one's kind of cool. El próximo tweet del presidente Donald Trump podría incluir una etiqueta de advertencia. Ahora los tweets de Twitter que se consideren que involucran asuntos de interés público, pero que violan las reglas de servicio, quedarán ocultos por una advertencia que explica la violación y la razón por qué Twitter la tiene que publicar de todos modos. In other words, it's going to have like a little warning sign. And after, if you still want to read it, you have to accept the terms and conditions and then read it.
Oh.
And that's going to happen with anybody that works in funciones gubernamentales, candidatos, figuras públicas que también sean del gobierno y que tengan más de 100,000 seguidores.
Wow. Okay, eso me gusta.
You know, because people keep on complaining all the time, like, oh my God, you know, otra vez. Aquí te va esta, Did You Miss It? El Dalai Lama fue acusado de sexismo después de una entrevista con la BBC en el 2015, después de afirmar que su futuro sucesor, porque ellos creen en la reencarnación. Él dijo que él preferiría que si iba a ser su reencarnación en una mujer, pues entonces que fuera una mujer muy atractiva. Pero eso recientemente, I mean, this interview was in 2015. The problem was that a couple days ago, he mentioned the same thing. He said, especially because I think he's getting ready. The man is 83 years old and recently he was put in the hospital por una infección que tuvo en el pecho. So it seems like he's getting everything ready because he has a very strong following. O sea, es una religión.
I follow him. Yes.
Entonces él está diciendo, okay, voy a reencarnar en el cuerpo de una mujer, pero que la mujer sea muy atractiva. Y muchas mujeres dijeron que se sienten pues un poco ofendidas, you know, because pues he's saying that pretty much if you're not cute.
Do I want to touch base with that? That's a touchy one.
That's a very interesting one.
I mean, sadly, it's true.
You think
it's true? I think it's true. Our society is so much about physicality. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've experienced it, whether people find me attractive or not, like voluptuous or not. Like, I have had my moments where I would get less attention because I don't look like a certain someone or I don't dress like a certain someone should. Or I get the attention because I'm more, you know, what they're looking for, what they don't. So, I mean, I see where he's coming from. But, yeah, to publicly address that, he touched a very touchy subject.
Well, the thing is that he's also a religious man, right? Mm-hmm. Shouldn't he believe that anybody should be worthy of reincarnating as the Dalai Lama? Like, anybody should. I mean, hay muchas personas que son muchos santos, que hicieron milagros y que no eran las personas más agradables o bonitas del mundo mundial, yet they had this very divine calling, right? Uh-huh. Doesn't he believe in divine calling and not necessarily beauty calling?
Lo viejito que se me está poniendo mi Dalai Lama, ya se le está yendo los, los focos.
Se le están yendo los focos para decir tonterías.
I'm
a little offended by it, actually.
Yeah, it is very offensive.
Imagínate que el Pope digan, ah, bueno, el próximo Pope va a ser un paparringo because we want to attract the masses.
Sí.
Just because we want to attract the masses and we want to put them on social media. Then come on now.
Sí, eso no se vale.
Entonces, todo eso ya no es divine calling, people. A ver, did you miss it? Los millennials enfrentan desafíos financieros y problemas para poder invertir por cambios de trabajo constantes y una creencia de deuda estudiantil. Esta generación debe encontrar formas creativas para lograr objetivos como comprar casas. So this is pretty much saying the millennials are not spending in real estate because they can't. Por deudas estudiantiles, por muchos gastos, no hay oportunidades, trabajos que se pierden tan rápido. Entonces están dando sugerencias de cómo podemos hacer un buen ahorro. Si guardas un mínimo de $500 en un bond o en tu savings account, you can make up to $2,876. Pero dice que el 21% de los millennials nunca han invertido nada en sus vidas.
I've seen it. I can be a victim of that too myself, sometimes thinking, oh, it'll come to me when it comes to me. I'll get to that point in life. But no, you have to really start thinking about your future. Do you guys have life insurance? Do you have life insurance?
I do.
See, that's something I need to get my booty on. I need life insurance. I think what it is, I don't know, maybe I'm just an old fart at heart, or my parents just raised me to be like, no, you're going to save. Porque yo eso sí soy buenísima. To
para
save
ahorrar.
Money. Para ahorrar dinero, sí. Pero tengo mis amigas que las veo ahí como si ganan 100,000 al año or whatever, you know, like spending like crazy. And I'm kind of like, dude, what are you doing? And then you're complaining about your funds and that you're in this debt, but you're not doing anything about it. Mm. So you just have to be smarter. Like, you know what? One thing that I did learn in like my early 20s was anytime you get paid, at least get 10 to 20% of that paycheck and just put it to like a savings. Put it to the side. You don't touch that money. That money is not there. Pretend it's not there. Mm-hmm. And you're going to see how much you'll save within like a year or two, maybe 10, you know, like you have to be really smart about your money.
And for past generations and baby boomers, buying homes and real estate was really important. And that's pretty much what it's saying. You know, for millennials, buying property and having property is not that important because they are so much in debt that is making it so difficult. So what do you do? And some of the steps is, like you said, start saving. Pero mucha gente no quiere guardar porque they want their money now. Mm-hmm. And they don't think about the future. And it's like, wait, el tiempo no te va a perdonar la vejez, ¿no? Mm-hmm. Algo tan sencillo como aquí dice, si guardas, pon tu, dice aquí, una persona de 30 años que invierte $500, right? In 35 years, those $500 without moving a finger will make you up to $2,876. So imagine if you're able to save just a little more every single year after that. Then you will have like a nice little retirement fund.
And
si
you know
no,
what?
Te vamos a ver ahí vendiendo flores a la esquina que no tiene nada de malo, pero si no es, pero si no es necesario, pues ¿para qué?
¿Para
¿verdad?
Qué, verdad?
It breaks my heart to see the elderly still busting their butts in the heat of the day vendiendo fruta y flores porque ellos sí no tuvieron la oportunidad o no tenían la noción de cómo ahorrar. For us, it's different. Let's make that change.
Finding a financial advisor is so crucial, I think, and many millennials do not know about a financial advisor. If you're listening to this, please look into that because they will literally help you so much with how many expenses you're doing within a month and they'll like tell you straight up, look, this is what you're doing wrong, this is what you're not supposed to do, do this, and you have no idea how much it'll save you in the long run. Mm-hmm. Like, I have a friend that's doing that recently, and just hearing her tell me about the advice that he gives her, I'm taking that advice for myself, you know, and it's really helping me a lot. And I actually want to invest in real estate. That's one thing that I want to do myself.
Amazing. So. Did you miss it? Un análisis realizado por Philip Cohen, profesor de psicología de la Universidad de Maryland, reveló que los estadounidenses entre las edades de 23 y 38 años tienden a casarse y seguir casados. Dice que la generación X y los millennials se están concentrando más en sus propias carreras y están siendo más selectivos con quien se casan. En otras palabras, ha habido una caída en las tasas de divorcio de 18% entre el 2008 y el 2016. ¿Por qué? Because millennials and Generation X are taking the time and being more selective to who's going to be their life partner. Mm-hmm. Versus baby boomers, they used to get married very young and then, get, you know, they would get divorced. And then, si les iba bien, se volvían a casar.
Sí.
So we are getting married, millennials and Generation X are getting married later in life, yet they're staying married.
I think that's how it should be, to yes. be honest. Yeah, there's no reason to rush a marriage. You know, you should take your time in finding who you are, what you got to do. You need to be stably, emotionally stable yourself before you can commit to be emotionally stable with a partner. Take your time. There's nothing wrong with that. If you have your mommy or your papi telling you, cuando te me casas, tus tías ahí, y mi can, ¿tienes novio? Como que me, eso me sucedió ahorita. Sí. And the, like last weekend, I was like, oh my God, all these newlyweds and newly couples around me, and they're asking me, ¿y tu novio? Pues no tengo, fíjate.
Y así estoy contenta. Gracias.
Sí. But yeah, I think it's, there's nothing wrong with that. I think that's awesome.
Cool. A ver, y ahí te vamos con la última. Did you miss it? Walmart está trabajando para reducir el robo en sus cajeros con la ayuda de cámaras inteligencia artificial, lo que quiere decir que están poniendo 1,000 cameras in all their stores.
Wow.
Because they're losing a lot of money, which is 1.33% in ventas, which equals to almost $46 million in sales. You know what though? It trips me out because if it's scanning recognition, es como pon tú que estás pasando, because now you can scan your own food, right?
Mm-hmm.
Que se te llegue a pasar un pinche tomate y vas a terminar en la cárcel.
Sí.
So make sure that you scan every item y que no se te pase, because then those cameras will automatically would register an item that hasn't been scanned, right? O personas que hacen chanchullo, que le dicen a la tía, hey, mi amiga va a trabajar en la caja número 5B y ahí te va a dejar pasar los pañales de a gratis. Don't do that.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yo nunca he hecho eso.
That's no, scary. I mean, how do I know this? I heard. There's a rumor on the street.
Uh-huh.
But what I'm saying is, like, it's kind of cool that they're adding, like, all this new technology, but at the same time, la gente tiene que tener más cuidado porque si te llega a pasar un item, like, you can end up in jail for no reason, right?
Yeah.
Especialmente, como te digo, ahora que nosotros tenemos la oportunidad de escanear nuestros propios items.
Yeah, so I would just go to a cashier.
I like it better because then you give the opportunity for somebody to keep their job, and at the same process, you don't have to do all the work. And
Yeah. And then sometimes it gets complicated just doing a self-checkout. I'm like, hello, what do I do here? Or I know in Target, you can't self-checkout alcohol. Which
no.
makes sense, mm-hmm. you know? But I didn't know that. I'm aquí, like, scanning everything. Ah, ya me voy de prisa. Y no, hombre, I had to get in a line again. I was like, oh, my gosh.
Did you learn your lesson?
I did. I don't do those self-checkouts anymore.
Pues ahí estuvo. This was Así Está el Mundo. Thank you so much for joining us, Gabby. I really appreciate you taking the time for swinging on by.
Thank you for having me. This was so much fun.
Please share all your social media so we can check out all the awesome work that you do as an influencer.
Well, all of my social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, you can find me at OGabby, that is 0HGABY, OGabby.
Thank you so much for joining us. Y no sé, maybe, no sé, te animas a esto del podcasting y te vienes más seguido a chismear.
Ay, sí, me encanta. Invite me whenever you want.
Yeah.
Yes, I love it.
It's done.
See you guys later. Bye.
El pasado podcast fue una presentación exclusiva de Euphoria On Demand. Para escuchar otros episodios de este y otros podcasts, visítanos en euphoriaondemand.com.